This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
3 minutes past 5 o'clock right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Tapped into the youngest in charge of Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock, a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, we'll go inside of the film room. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger going to join the program. Right now, though, before we go inside the film room, I want to go inside of the locker room. So we find our pal David Harrison, the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. You can also check out his work on WSA9.com. David, how would you describe the mood in the locker room Monday night after this loss?
Monday night, definitely, you know, tense, I think is a good way to put it. Tight is a good way to put it. You know, you never like to walk into a losing locker room, but right, losing a game the way that they lost that game, I think it just kind of makes it a little bit, extra. And then, the ups and downs of the season, I think, like everybody else, there's kind of an approach to it early on where it's, maybe things don't go the way you want them to the entire way of a given game, but there's a lot of positives to latch on to build on for the future. But eventually, like, it's got to be built, you know what I'm saying? And you can't just keep looking at the positives that are, you know, in addition to the negatives and dragging you down, and eventually it comes to a spot which I think everybody is to the spot now where those positives that come in the losses are no longer good enough, and now it's time for everybody to put the positives on tape consistently moving forward.
I agree with you, and I think you segued this perfectly, because I would describe the offense in that way from Monday night. And really for the entirety of the season without Terry and Noah, there have been positives, but they have left a lot out there each week, despite them, David, being seventh in the National Football League in scoring. One thing that we've been discussing here, I asked the question of, do you think Washington did enough offensively on Monday night to beat the Chicago Bears when you consider turning the football over three different times, some of the some of the mistakes, negative plays, penalties that happened that ended drives and forced you to, kick field goals instead of continuing it for touchdowns. When you look back here quickly and assess the offense for Monday night, simply put, do you think they did enough to win?
I mean, they did enough to win, sure. The Chicago Bears had a win on a last-second field goal, so that always means you did enough to win the game. But I think that the more important takeaway is you also did more than enough to lose the game. And that's got to be the takeaway from it, because there's no question whether or not, like when you say, and I'm not saying you, but mm-hmm. as an organization, if you're to walk away from a game saying, hey, we did enough to win that game, to me, what you're kind of saying is we're good enough to compete with that team over there. Well, you're supposed to be good enough to compete with the Chicago Bears. And this isn't really, I'm not trying to down talk the Bears, but they're not, they're not a team that many people expect to even make the postseason, let alone compete for a Super Bowl. And 8 games ago, that's exactly what this team was doing, was competing for a Super Bowl, right? And so you're supposed to be good enough to beat that team. I think that you have to walk away from it and say that you did more than enough to lose that game, because that's the biggest takeaway. That's the reality you've got to face in the mirror if you're going to actually grow from it.
Cliff Kingsbury spoke today again about the struggles that they've had on third down and then the turnover issue, that was, you know, specific to Monday. David, they're seventh. These numbers via SumerBrain, SumerSports.com, and their little analytics AI tool. So bear with me on the numbers. They may be skewed a little bit, but our eye test kind of tells us the same thing. Washington's offense has faced the seventh most third and long opportunities this year. At what point do these things get cleaned up offensively, David? Because everyone's a culprit. Jayden Daniels, the offensive line, receivers not blocking the right dudes on screenplays. They're killing drives with some of these negative plays that they're having on first and second.
Yeah, I think that they come down to the individual assignment, right? And like that's kind of the weird part of the thing. Like the entire team has to kind of accept ownership for, you know, dropping the ball figuratively and literally in some cases, you know, last night and the other losses this year and all that stuff. But then individually, you just got to go out there, snap the stat, man, and you got to make sure that you're doing your part. And I think that's kind of the hardest part with success, because I think we all kind of fall victim to it. You know, when you're successful and you're good at something, and everybody's telling you how great you are and all that stuff, it's really easy to just start believing it. You start believing that you're just this talented. And when you get into that mind space, that's when those mistakes creep in. You know, Jayden admitted on that last fumble that he just kind of lost focus there. And, you know, a lot of people were surprised to hear him say that. I think, honestly, it's great to hear him say that. I'd rather have your starting quarterback coming up to the podium. You know, clearly you'd rather he just doesn't lose the focus. But if that's what happened, you'd rather have a leader of a football team who's going to be upfront, honest, not going to sugarcoat, try to yap-butt things and all that stuff. So from an individual perspective, you got to have 11 guys on the field, and on that rep, all 11 guys are out there understanding that, well, this is my role for this play, and you got to go do it. It may not be, you know, the most fun role you've ever played on a football field. You may not feel the greatest you've ever felt on the football field, but unless you take yourself out of the game and say, Coach, I'm not capable of doing this right now, you know, then you owe it to your teammates, you owe it to the man signing your paycheck, and you owe it to yourself, honestly, to give that rep everything it deserves. And then in the 10, 15 seconds you got before the next one, wipe it and give everything you got to the next one. And that's what it takes. It's not, you know, it's easier said than done. I will, you know, you have to acknowledge that much, but that's what it's going to take. And that's what has to happen. You know, some of these penalties are going to happen. Like some of these penalties, you know, Dan Quinn talked about this. They're just huge moment competition type of penalties. And those things you can get on board with. But when it's, you know, when it's third and five and a false start makes it third and 10, or third and two and a false start makes it third and seven, like those are the things you can't have. And those are focus penalties. Those are mental errors. And mental errors always have to do with focus. You're not focused on the task, or you're not focused on the phase of the task in the moment, whatever it is. And that's what it boils down to.
Joined right now by our pal David Harrison, the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. You can also check out his work at WSA9.com. Give him a follow on the X app at dharrison82. Want to close the book on Chicago and peek ahead to Dallas, David. When you consider, and I get it, it's week six, NFL is a week-to-week league. I get all the axioms. But when you're looking at this game individually, when you look at the landscape of the NFC, and God forbid I use the P word, David, talking about the playoffs, how important is Sunday in Dallas?
The game is incredibly important. One, you need to avoid your first losing streak of the year. Two, you need to avoid going below 500 for the first time since week one of 2024. And three, this is a division matchup. You had the opportunity to take first place in the NFC East last week. And, you know, yes, it's super early, but any competitor in any competition will tell you, I don't care if it's the first hole of a golf match. I don't care if it's the first move in chess. You want to be in first place, right? So that's important. And the way that you make up for some of these early season mistakes and some of these early season losses to teams like the Chicago Bears and, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, though I think people are feeling a little bit better about that loss after they beat the Bills and stuff like that. The way you feel better about those is you do good in your own division, right? Like it's not the same as college football, but look, you know, you might drop one to App State in week two, but as long as you run your division, you're going to be okay. Your conference, you're going to be okay. And it's the same kind of goes in the NFL. You know, everybody wants to go 6-0 in the division. That's not very likely, but, you know, you can at least start by going 2-0 this weekend because, and this isn't where the team's mind is, right? But I think this is where our mind is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit right after that. So
yeah,
the road doesn't get any easier. It certainly gets harder. So this is one, you know, if you look at the next four games, you want to come out of it at least 2-2. You figure the path to going 2-2 is getting a win against Dallas. If they lose against Dallas, then, you know, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But the path to 2-2 is a lot harder.
Yes, it is. I think I agree with you. I would think the worst spot that you could be in, to me, in terms of feeling comfortable about the playoffs, is being at 5-5 after these next four, which you just alluded to, is an extremely difficult stretch. I also look at it from the standpoint of you don't want to fall to 1-4 in the NFC. That's what you would be if you lost to Dallas. And then this playoff picture, you've already lost to pretty much all the teams that you're going to be fighting for the wild card spot with. Atlanta, Green Bay, two teams that probably won't win their division. Chicago is in this conversation all of a sudden. You look at their next three, they could be 6-2 coming out of that. Your games against Detroit and Seattle are become magnified because they're probably not going to win their division. And they're going to be fighting for wild card spots. So, like I said, if you lose Sunday, it begins to get late early is how I would describe it. And to your point, I didn't even think about it that deep, DH. Like, you would be under 500 for the first time since week one last year. So that is all the motivation the team should need. When you look at the matchup between these two teams, what do you think is kind of the path to victory here, David? Is it a situation where you got to win a shootout or what?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. You got to keep the lid on the Cowboys' offense. You can't be giving up the explosives, at least the scoring explosives, right? Like, the mm-hmm. truth of the matter is, you know, look, you give up a pass from, you know, Cowboys 35 to your own 45, you know, and that's going to hurt and that's going to be negative and everything else. But the real deal here is you got to get the Cowboys into the red zone. Like, yes. If you can't take the ball away, which obviously you want to do, you can't let them score from outside the red zone. Because once you get into the red zone, that's where you really have an opportunity. The Cowboys aren't great in the red zone. The Commanders' defense has been pretty good in the red zone. So, you know, it's kind of this close quarters fight, right? Like, the Commanders, if you look at them from a boxing standpoint, they don't have the reach to play the distance game, to play the long game. They want to fight from close up and inside. So the key there is don't let your opponent land a haymaker while you try to work your way inside. Force them inside. Force them to fight your fight. And then, yeah, I mean, look, we everybody keeps saying it, but get those takeaways. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, for every turnover you have on offense, it's doubly negative every time you lack a takeaway, right? So if you give the ball over once and the offense, or the defense doesn't take away any, you basically lost two possessions in that exchange. It's a little bit of kind of like space math, right? It's not exact math, but it's kind of like space math, if you feel me. So, like, while the defense isn't getting takeaways, Cliff Kingsbury kind of alluded to this today, while the defense isn't getting takeaways, the offense, like, you literally cannot give anything away. You actually almost have to score on every possession in order to make up for that fact.
I think you hit it right on the head, David. And I feel like coming out of Monday, a lot of the blame in the conversation has shifted towards the defense. But I continue to look at it as a situation where it's like, hey, man, we knew the defense was going to have their struggles this year. We have high expectations for this offense. Without Terry in there, though, David, the margin for error for the offense to me is just razor thin. And you saw it Monday night against Chicago. What happens when you cannot run the football? It puts more of an emphasis on your drop-back passing game. And right now, I just don't think Washington has the horses on the perimeter to combat what Chicago tried to do, and that is blitzing and trying to rattle Jaden Daniels. I don't know how confident I am in this group's ability on the perimeter, David, to win quickly. But it's going to be interesting. Yeah. To your point, I wanted to give you this number. I don't know if you knew it via this Sumer Sports thing, man. I'm drilling this SumerSports.com AI tool. It's absolutely awesome. Washington has forced the seventh most field goals in the red zone. So, to your point, it's exactly how they want to play. They can give up all the yards they want in between the 20s, but in that high red zone, they've been really good. And it makes sense, David, when you think about it. They're a defense that lacks speed. They don't, you know, run particularly well. So, when you condense the field, I think they should be better, and they have been.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. You know, the numbers kind of speak for themselves, right? And speaking of the numbers, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I was just talking to our Locked On Cowboys guys for our Thursday episodes. We do our crossover, you know, every week. And, you know, the Cowboys defense has been atrocious. And I told them, you know, if you were to tell Dallas Cowboys, like, hey, I can give you a defense that is top 12 in scoring, top 10 in goal to go percentage, top 11 in red zone, and top 12 in third down, and top five in sacks per pass attempt faced, Cowboys fans would be through the roof. That's what the Commanders' defense is. And Commanders fans, not all, right, I just want to be clear, but some Commanders fans are messaging me saying, when do they fire Joey Jr.? First of all, that's insanity. Don't talk about that in October.
Yeah.
But the reason is, you want to, like, all those numbers sound great. Which numbers explain why this thing is going bad? It's the yards per game. It's the yards per run face per, you know, run is better, but for per pass. And it's the takeaways. That's really what it boils down to in this league is the takeaways. The good news is, and they don't officially count as takeaways, but turnovers on down are essentially takeaways, right? And I think that with this Cowboys team, you have the potential that if this offense can put some points up on the board early, and I know that has been a tall ask this season as well, but if this Commanders offense puts some points up on the board, this Cowboys coaching staff, I think, has the ability to become one that gets over-aggressive in the early part of the game, goes for it on some fourth downs, and as weird as it sounds, having a kicker as talented as Brandon Aubrey actually feeds into this, because if I think we can hit a 60-yarder if we need it, then I might be more bold and go for it when we're in range of like a 25-yarder because I want to try to get that touchdown. And if I need to get those points back later, I can try to get them later from long range, if that makes sense. And knowing the quarterback you're facing on the other side, knowing the explosive capability, because listen, we can talk about the production all we want, but like what Brian Schottenheimer and his staff see in this Washington Commanders team is even after turning the ball over three times, this team, that Commanders team with no Terry McLaurin and a hobbled Deebo Samuel and a pieced together offensive line, put together an offensive effort that should have scored 30 points.
Yeah.
They missed a field goal, which would have put you up 27, and the interception came in the red zone, which I'm pretty confident that if Jaquan Brisker somehow drops that interception, they don't want to score a touchdown anyway.
Right.
But at a minimum, you just gave up 3 points there. That's 30 points on a night when you played arguably Jaden Daniels' worst game as a pro quarterback. That's what the Dallas Cowboys see. And you're looking across the way at a Chicago Bears defense that statistically in most important areas is actually better than our defense. That alone applies pressure. If you're the Cowboys and you understand like this offense, even at its worst, could potentially produce opportunities to score up to 30 points, that puts pressure on you. If it puts pressure to the point where Brian Schottenheimer, a rookie head coach, makes a couple of bad decisions to go for it on fourth downs and this Commander's defense can come up with stops, those work just like takeaways.
Can we fast forward to Sunday, David? I'm ready for it. Big time matchup coming up Sunday between the Commanders and Cowboys. Can we get a 20 seconds or less prediction from you now before we let you go?
I don't have a prediction, brother. I don't have a prediction. My prediction is the over-under on this one is 54.5 points, and FanDuel, I'm taking the over.
Yeah,
that's the only prediction I can give you.
For sure, David. We appreciate it as always. Do you want to plug what you got coming up here on Locked On Commanders on the way out?
Yeah, Locked On Commanders got one more episode this week, dropping my game plan. And again, I always say this is my game plan, not the team's game plan. So if the team doesn't go out there and do what I say, don't get mad at anybody, and certainly don't think that they should be doing what I say anyway. But, yeah, got that episode coming, and then we're off to Dallas on Saturday for hopefully what's going to be a fun weekend.
For sure. David, appreciate you making some time for us, as always, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is David Harrison, Locked On Commanders podcast, as well as WSA9.com. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, it feels like we're being negative here. I don't like that. So I'll try to spin this positively. Your biggest reason for optimism moving forward for the Commanders offense and your biggest concern for the Commanders offense. We'll do that for the offense and the defense coming up next on the Team 980.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Big thank you to our guy David Harrison, Locked On Commanders podcast, as well as WSA9, for joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of that conversation, download the always free Odyssey app. Go back to the top of the 5 o'clock hour to hear my conversation with David Harrison. About an hour and a half left to go. And a half hour from now, top of the 6 o'clock hour, Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger will join the program. So we actually about an hour and 15 left for the program. Wizards basketball coming up here this evening as they continue their preseason slate. But before we get out of here, before we hand things over to the Wizards, a lot more to get to. Brian Baldinger, 6 o'clock. I'll bring you a fresh installment of the Super Six Pack. We'll preview Thursday Night Football. But right now, I want to get back to the Commanders here. And we'll let you hear from the coordinators here in this 5 o'clock hour as well. Talking about Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Man, the more and more we have conversations about this group, and I just saw a YouTube clip from our pal Grant Paulson over across the hall. And he started talking about if they make the playoffs, if they don't make the playoffs and things go sideways, you know, we got to start to check the inventory of why they got to this point and basically being critical of what they were able to do this offseason, right? And obviously hindsight's 2020. I think it's a little early to be having those combos, but it ain't that early. As we get geared up for Sunday in Dallas, we've already established that this is a must-win for a multitude of different reasons. You'd be under 500 for the first time since last year in week one. You would fall to 1-4 within the NFC, and it would really put you in a difficult spot in terms of making the playoffs. I want to look at this group big picture here, now that we're 6 weeks into this thing. And you can begin to line up on the phones with this at 301-230-0980. What is your biggest reason for optimism moving forward for the offense and your biggest concern for the offense? We'll ask you the same question about the defense. Your biggest reason for optimism moving forward and your biggest concern. 301-230-0980. I want to start with the biggest reason for optimism moving forward for this offense. And I'll be real. The more and more I think about it, it's difficult. I guess the biggest reason for optimism moving forward for the offense is we believe that we have a top 10 guy under center at quarterback. And you actually saw it on Monday night. And I know I've been critical of those three plays of his in particular, talking about the interception, the fumble, the intentional grounding. But there were some scrambles that he had on Monday night that only Jaden Daniels can make. Probably Jaden, Lamar, and Josh Allen. He makes superhuman plays week in and week out. That's my biggest reason for optimism. Is five. I'll take it a step further. It's him, talking about Jayden Daniels, and then the possibility and the potential of you getting healthy and getting some of your horses back. Talk about Sam Cosby. Talking about Terry McLaurin. But I'll be real, it feels like we're a long ways away from that happening. And what is your biggest reason for optimism for this offense moving forward?
I mean, I think you stole mine when you said JD5. But I feel as though when and if we get Terry back, I feel like we'll be able to take our offense to an entirely different level. You won't be able to put eight people in the box. We won't have as many stack boxes. And you've said it in our pre-show, you know, discussions about Washington facing the seventh most stack boxes, you know, in the NFL. So I don't think we'll have that problem. I don't think we'll have, you know, the Bears having eight, nine guys in the box and just, you know, stifling us at the point of attack. So I think Terry coming back will be my biggest reason for optimism.
So to Ant's point, Washington right now facing a stacked box, meaning a box with eight or more defenders at the seventh highest rate in the NFL. Despite that, Washington's rushing offense is still number two in the NFL. So to Ant's point, you get different coverages when Terry McLaurin is out on the field. You get different looks defensively when he is out on the field. Now you're having to play with two safeties. Now you're shading a safety to his side. So that's a good reason for optimism. I also look at it like this. They need Terry because right now I don't think they have a wide receiver that can win quickly versus the blitz. And if you go back to this past weekend, this past Monday night against the Chicago Bears, and you look at how Jayden Daniels performed against the blitz, it was actually pretty damn good. But he had to take two sacks, and he was pressured eight times. He was 8 of 11 for 100 yards and a touchdown, averaging 9 yards of completion. Obviously, the chunk play to Chris Moore skews that number. But he was blitzed on 15 dropbacks. Jayden Daniels was blitzed on 15 of 26 dropbacks. Does that even sound right? He was blitzed on 15 of 26 dropbacks. Why do you think that is? Like you just said, teams are looking at you and going, psh, Chris Moore, he's not winning. Let me blitz because we know we can force the ball out of his hands. That's the frustrating part for me. On those 15 dropbacks, you were sacked twice. It's going to be tough. My biggest concern for the offense moving forward is just that. I don't think they have the guys on the perimeter, minus McLaurin and Noah Brown, to be able to win quickly because the jury is out. The book is out. Teams are going to blitz Jayden Daniels from here on out because they're going to dare Chris Moore. They're going to dare Jalen Lane, dare Luke McCaffrey, dare a banged-up Debo to win quickly. And I don't know if they can do it.
Yeah, I think that's why we're going to see a lot more man coverage. Like, the Bears have solid corners.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we go against Dallas, even though Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs have been, I don't think they've been good all season.
No.
But they're going up against, you know, fringe wide receiver two, wide receiver threes. So they might actually look good. They might be able to, you know, gamble if, you know, you can, you know, get pressure on Jayden. So I agree with you when it comes to, you know, the biggest concern being our wide receivers and the depth. And even when you look at, you know, what they did in the offseason in terms of, you know, bringing Noah Brown back, like with his injury history and the fact that you really trusted that, you know, he was going to be able to get through the season, play 17 games.
It's a terrible decision.
I think that was malpractice on their part because you didn't do anything else really in the draft and then free agency either.
301-230-0980 is the number. We'll do this for the defense on the other side of the break. Your biggest reason for concern, your biggest reason for optimism moving forward for this Washington Commanders offense. We'll kick it off with Lap once the time. What's up, Lap?
What's up? Dang, Lou, now you don't love me no more. How all these new callers get a call in before your boy? What is going on?
For that exact reason, Lap.
Oh, my goodness. What's up, bro? How you been, man? I ain't talked to you in a while, man. You know how to mess with you.
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
So I got a little optimism for JD5 for sure.
Yeah.
It will be nice to see some of these receivers get back.
Just one of them, man. Just give me one, brother. That's it.
Yeah, one. Yeah, just one. I'm tired of Mr. Glass. You know I call Noah Brown Mr. Glass. I'm tired of that foul, but he need to get cut, man. I like him, but golly, he be blowing me sometimes, man. And the defense, man, I mean, they got to look themselves in the mirror, man, and step it up, man, and be disciplined. And when you got an old defense like that, man, they got to be disciplined. I mean, about, you know, we blaming the defense and the offense.
We're going to have to throw you on hold, brother. Your phone is crapping out on us totally. 301-230-0980. Your biggest reason for optimism, your biggest reason for concern for this Washington Commanders offense. On the other side of the break, we'll get into the defense with that same conversation, but we'll keep it on the offense right now. Mark is in Laurel. Mark, your biggest reason for optimism, your biggest reason for concern for the Commanders offense moving forward?
The biggest reason of optimism, man, is really concern. They have no playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, really. So, I mean, you're a defensive coordinator. You don't have anybody to game plan for. And then on the defensive side of things, they went shopping at the dollar store for defensive players this year by getting Von Miller and Preston Smith when they should have been going to Harry Cheetahs to get the players. I'm going to take it off the air.
Hey, I appreciate it as always, Mark. Hey, look, he's not wrong. And I wonder – And I guess those conversations will begin to happen once Washington is deemed out of it, and we'll see Sunday what they do about remaining in it. But there are going to be some questions that got to be answered about this roster and the construction of it if Washington's season falls off the rocker before Thanksgiving. There are going to be some real difficult, honest conversations that have to be had about the construction of this roster if Washington's out of this thing by Thanksgiving. Your next four games – Sunday in Dallas, at KC on Monday night, and then home against Seattle and Detroit. Those next four games are going to determine how this season goes. And if it doesn't go your way, we're going to have some real, real loud whispers to Adam Peters and company upstairs about how they constructed this roster. Curtis wants to chime in. Curtis, your biggest reason for optimism, your biggest reason for concern for the Commanders offense.
The bigger optimism is that, I mean, we at least we got a quarterback that we could. We're gonna be real hard, difficult, but the blame got to go to Adam Peters. When we around here this summer with those smiley teeth and all that, everybody was kissing up to him. When we could have had all these younger players, they got an old ass linebacker, Bobby Webster, whatever, they got to get him off the field, and an old ass tight end with I've got a tight end because he ain't doing nothing either. They got an old roster, so I blame this on Adam Peters.
Man,
I blame all this stuff on Adam Peters. Everybody was kissing up to him during the summer, and Kevin Sheehan. That morning crew, all them kiss up to him, like he can't do no wrong. They should have got Terry McLaurin to the bench sign. Now he hurt. Debo hurt all the way. Nolan Brown all the way hurt. Lattimore, all of them. It's ridiculous. So thank you.
Curtis, I appreciate you as always. We thank you, good brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back on the other side of the break. Biggest reason for optimism for the defense, biggest reason for concern for the defense. 301-230-0980 is the number. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live each and every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your calls on your biggest reason for optimism for the defense, biggest reason for concern for the defense next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
301-230-0980 is the number here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. 6:45, that is, because we got Wizards basketball coming up on tap here tonight. They continue their preseason slate on the road in the Motor City against the Detroit Pistons. You can hear all of the action right here on the Team 980. Want to continue our conversation on the Washington Commanders. In about 12 minutes, though, we'll go out to our pal Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. We get his thoughts on where things currently stand with the Burgundy and Gold. Plus, we'll take a spin around the National Football League as well, so make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980 for that. But before we took our last time out, took a couple of your calls on your biggest concern offensively and your biggest reason for optimism offensively. I want to switch over to the defensive side of the football, and this is where the conversation gets a little interesting. What is your biggest reason for optimism moving forward for this Commanders defense, and then your biggest reason for concern moving forward for this Commanders defense? I'm going to start with the optimism piece here. To me, man, on the defensive side, my biggest reason for optimism is I don't think they're that far off as a defense. I don't. You look at the way that they've played in coverage the last 2 weeks against LA and against Chicago, they were pretty damn good. They were pretty good in coverage against LA and then on Monday night against Chicago. You got crushed by big plays. The Rome Odunze crosser, the Luther Burden crosser, the DeAndre Swift chunk run. I can rattle off all the explosives. If you take those away, you were pretty damn good. And the thing that sticks out like a sore thumb about this Commanders pass defense, they are so reliant on this pass rush. And with Dorrance Armstrong being a DNP for the second consecutive day, I have real concerns. I do. But my biggest reason for optimism is that I don't think the defense is that far off. I think their inability to stop the run on Monday night, this is where I think I might be tripping, and this is why I don't believe what I'm saying all the way. I don't have the same conviction. It's not as matter-of-facty. Was what we saw on Monday night a one-off, or was this the second time that we've seen this? Because Atlanta had the same rushing attack. Hit you in the C-gap, hit you in the D-gap. It is what it was. They were getting the football consistently on the perimeter. You have a couple of different offenses left in this year, Ant-Man, that are going to attack you the exact same way.
Yep.
Right? Dallas is going to hit you on the perimeter a little bit because they've got beast tackles. Seattle's going to hit you there. Detroit's going to try to hit you there. Knowing the way Kansas City's running it, they're going to try to hit you there. Do we just have a problem on the edge and teams weren't trying to exploit it earlier in the year or what? Because that's how it's starting to feel for me.
I mean, I'm hoping that's not the case, but that's also, you know, one of the cons of playing in prime time. You see how to exploit teams. And when we play the Packers in prime time, what do? oh, they motioned us to death, and we've seen motion literally in every game.
Yeah.
So now you go against a team like the Falcons, you go against a team like the Bears, who didn't have success running the ball, but somehow, some way, they got it going when they were able to, you know, go outside zone, you know, or just hit the boundary. So I think we're probably going to start to see that. And that was one of the questions I have for you anyway. Like, how are opposing teams going to look at this Washington defense and say, how should we attack them?
I think you're spot on with it. And my concern is like, my concern is, will they be able to fix this? Because Atlanta did it. Chicago did it. Detroit's going to try to do it. I know Seattle's going to try to do it. You're going to have to stop runs on the perimeter. Joe Witt Jr. earlier this afternoon on the perimeter run defense.
We got to set the edge. That wasn't a speed deal. It's the ability to set the edge and make sure that ball turns back. It wasn't that it was getting out there before because of speed. It was the edge setting on it.
Yeah. Got to set the edge. And when he talks about setting the edge, he's not just talking about Dorrance Armstrong, Jacob Martin, and the defensive ends. The guys at corner, right? Mikey Samristil, you're the dude that I'm primarily talking about here. He did not play the run worth a damn on Monday night. Mikey Samristil looked totally disinterested in filling holes in the alley as the alley defender, being that nickelback. You saw Trey Amos get outflanked and give up runs to the edge. Our secondary was not good in defending the run on Monday night. They're as big of a problem as the edge rushers are in terms of stopping the run. And I don't know how that gets better, because you're not there's no Tom, Dick, or Harry that's going to walk through that door. You are who you are right now on defense. Someone's got to make the decision to man the hell up and decide that, hey, I got too much pride to allow this to continue to happen. Because I'm sick of it. You know how hard it was to watch? Dog, I'm going to go to the drive chart, because it's nasty work, yo. Seriously. It would drive a grown man insane how much they gave up on the ground to DeAndre Swift. 5.4 yards a pop. And it's not like there was some run in there of 58 yards that skews the average. No. They ran it smack at you all game long, hitting you on the perimeter. On that first drive, 7-yard run, 6-yard run. On the second drive for Chicago, you get a 10-yard run, 12-yard run. Every drive, a 5-yard run, 6-yard run, 12-yard run. They were giving up these explosive, I don't want to call that an explosive run, but it felt like there were so many runs of 6 or more yards throughout the course of that football game that you didn't really have a chance to consistently rush the passer, because when are you ever in obvious passing situations? That was my frustration, man. And I guess I got to go back and look at the defensive numbers and see how well they pressured Caleb. But my biggest reason for concern for the defense is that you had a new problem surface on Monday night, and that was your run defense. My biggest reason for optimism, I actually think they're getting close. The secondary is getting better. They're not giving up as many big plays. We were talking about a pre-show, Ant. Marshawn Lattimore right now, over the last 2 weeks, has played as well as anybody in this secondary, him and Trey Amos. Mikey Samristil, and this has been something that has been a reoccurring theme all season long, he didn't play well on Monday night, man. And I know he's a slot corner, and you're going to give up a lot of, you're going to be the most targeted guy. You're going to give up catches as a slot corner. That just is what it is. One area where Washington struggles at, and I think it's a big tell of how bad they are with tackling, because that's really my bigger issue too, is you don't tackle worth a damn. That's not going to just improve. Washington is 30th in the NFL in terms of yards after the catch allowed. 30th. That tells the story right there. When we give up completions, we're not even there to make the tackle sometimes. Like, that's a bad look. I want to give you the numbers on Mikey Samristil here real quick. He is the most targeted corner on the Commanders, targeted 26 times. He's given up the most receptions with 17, and he's also given up the second most yards. Who do you think is giving up the most yards?
Don't say Sean.
Bobby Wagner.
Oh, Wagner.
280 yards given up.
I mean,
in coverage this year. Quarterbacks have a quarterback rating of 129.6 when targeting him.
Good gracious.
That's bodacious. I know. It's tough. Your biggest reason for optimism and concern moving forward for the defense?
My biggest concern is definitely the tackling. I would have thought after September, you know, we would have been in the thick of things and, you know, would have been found a rhythm. But for some reason, we're missing too many tackles, dude. Dudes are falling 5, 6, 7 yards forward. Like, I want these dudes to fall backwards. Like, come on. So that's definitely my biggest concern. Biggest reason for optimism. I mean, I guess we're getting teams off on third downs. I just would rather have those guys in third and long, or, you know, not third and manageable. I think Caleb and the Bears, they had too much success on first and second down, so they didn't have a lot of third down opportunities. But when they were put in those positions, we got them off the field. So I think that's trending upwards. Like, our third down.
Down defense, I would say, to your point, is trending up. I think we gave you the numbers earlier on their red zone defense. They're forcing teams to kick field goals more times than not, which is why I look at, like, and they turned it over 3 times offensively on Monday, and we still forced Chicago into field goal attempts. Throughout that game, and Chicago only had 2 touchdown drives, if I'm not mistaken. You had the touchdown drive to start the second quarter. Then you had 3 touchdown drives, excuse me. How'd they give up 3 touchdown drives and they scored 25 points? That's 21 points. And they had a field goal sprinkled in here.
Oh, they went for 2.
They had 2 field goals sprinkled in here.
Are you sure they had 3 touchdowns?
Touchdown drive in the fourth quarter.
Caleb score on the
touchdown
run.
Drive in the second quarter. Oh, no, Swift. Only 2. Only
they only
2.
Had 2.
What more you want from the defense? You only gave up 2 touchdown drives. One of them was off of a short field because Bill fumbled at our own 35.
Yeah.
What more do you want from the defense? They're less talented than the offense is.
Yeah.
They don't have the personnel. Yet you coughed it up 3 different times, and they only gave up 2 touchdown drives, and one of which was a 3-play, 35-yard drive. Get off of the line of the defense.
Yeah.
They're being overly critiqued, overly scrutinized, overanalyzed, and a lot of y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Think about situational football. That's what's most important. Red zone and third down, they're kicking ass. What more do you want? 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll go inside of the film room. Coming up next with Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. We'll ask him some of the questions we asked you about the Washington Commanders. Biggest reason for optimism, biggest reason for concern on both sides of the ball. Baldy gives us that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.